www.harunyahya.com.
How does the ear's golden ratio feature help hearing? I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is He who has created hearing, sight and hearts for you. What little thanks you show. Surah Al-Mu'minun 78. How does the golden ratio in the structure of the ear enable perfect hearing? How can we determine the source of the sound in any case? What is the role of the organ called cochlea in the process of hearing? While doing research or presenting work, artists, scientists, and designers base the ratios of their work on the golden ratio in the human body. When Leonardo da Vinci and Corbusier were creating their designs, they used the model of the golden ratio that is represented in the human body. Experts studying the structure of the human body from various scientific fields have found answers to the significant questions mentioned above regarding the structure of the ear. Recent biological studies have shown that the golden ratio in the human body is not present in physical appearance alone. It has been revealed that the golden ratio is necessary in order to enable the human brain, neural system, sense organs, lung system, and DNA to function properly. The ear is one of the primary organs to exhibit the harmonious efficacy of the golden ratio in the case in hearing. One of the first places where this relation is clearly seen is how our ear functions in the process of hearing. However, before moving on to the geometric order in the ear, and in order to see the relation between the golden ratio and hearing, it is important to remember how the hearing process works. The perfect harmony required in the hearing system in order to enable hearing. There are two significant points that need attention with regards to the hearing system inside our ears, which is the subject of our article. In order to have the hearing process to take place, it is very important that sound waves in the air are collected, and then these sound waves have to be transferred to the brain after being converted to neural stimulus. Therefore, the harmony between the ear lap collecting the sound waves in the air and the cochlea transferring the vibrations received by the internal ear to the brain has a very significant role in hearing. The most important fact is that research on the system of hearing has shown that both the ear lap and the cochlea are structures shaped in accordance with the golden ratio. How does the ear lap collect the sound waves in the air? The border of the adventitia around the ear lap, namely cochlea, has an incurved shape, which is in fact an equiangular spiral curve made of Fibonacci sequence, and as we all know, the particular shape of the ear is exactly the same in all human beings. So what then is the relation of the geometric order to the function of collecting sound waves in the ear? The equiangular spiral curve of the ear lap functions to collect the sound waves due to the fact that the ear is created in the most perfect geometric order. In order to understand the perfect structure here, it would be enough to look at an example like changing the shape of the ear adventitia. For instance, if we bend our ears forward with our hands, the loudness would be increased, despite that the frequency would be the same. And when we bend our ears backwards with our hands, it becomes difficult for us to hear as loudness decreases. Although there is no change in the sound frequency we receive, our hearing increases or decreases as a result of distortion in the equiangular spiral shape of the ear lap. Since there is a direct relation between our hearing capacity and the shape of our ear, it can be said that there is also a direct relation between the spiral curve that shapes the ear lap geometrically in accordance with the Fibonacci sequence and the balance for hearing. What's happening at the time of hearing? Hearing starts first when the sound waves in the air are collected by the ear lap. These sound vibrations impinge on the eardrum, and the eardrum vibrates the auditory ossicles in the middle ear, and thus sound vibrations are transferred into a mechanical vibration. These mechanic vibrations vibrate the plasma in the structure existing in the middle ear, namely cochlea. Consequently, the plasma transforms the vibrations into neural stimulus and brain decodes the stimulus as sound. The role of cochlea in the miracle of hearing. The other organ that has a significant role in hearing is the cochlea. There is a very complex hearing mechanism inside the cochlea. This bony organ that is responsible for transforming sound vibrations into neural stimulus has very special channels full of plasma and has a constant angle spiral with 73 degrees 43 minutes angle. The source of this unique anatomic shape, such as the cochlea, is the golden ratio. There is a relation between the spiral shape of the cochlea and its function. The golden ratio always forms a balance between function and the anatomic shape. That the fact that the golden ratio is always presenting similar harmonic systems elsewhere tells us that it is a miraculous sequence created by our Lord. It has been announced in the Holy Quran, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Such is the artistry of Allah who disposes of all things in perfect order." Surah An-Naml 88. How are we capable of determining the source of sound? This question has been answered by the scientific studies in the late 20th century. In 1967, D.W. Battelle showed us that the ear lab has a function in determining the source of sound. This role has been explained in the following way. The ear, with its antenna-like receiver system on the ear lab, determines the direction of the sound that is received and sends it to the eardrum through the external ear. There have been research confirming this disease upon people who have a cognitional distortion in their ears or who have a malformation later on. And it has been ascertained that these people experience problems in determining the source of sound.